Presenting today is going to be Jeremy Cowan and Suresh Gimayer. They are presenting a Better Farming Through Plastics. This is titled Season Extension, Mulching, and More. You may have heard that the National Organic Program recently approved biodegradable plastic mulch films for certified organic production. But before you start hunting for biodegradable mulch suppliers, come and hear the latest on biodegradable plastic mulches and learn about the work that WSU is doing to ensure that this technology is ready for use in organic systems. We will also talk about other plastic-based technologies for season extension and what they can do for your operation. I kind of wish I could stick around for this session. It sounds very good. Jeremy Cowan is Regional Horticulture Specialist at WSU's Spokane County Extension Office, and he serves as a bridge between growers and the university, organizing workshops, farm tours, and co-leading the Cultivating Success courses. He also teaches WSU's vegetable production class in Pullman and has a research program focused on biodegradable plastic mulches, high tunnels, and intercropping. The Cowans are an established small farm on their 7-acre homestead outside of Spokane where they raise hogs, sheep, laying hens, and vegetables. We need to talk afterwards, Jeremy. Suresh is a PhD student at Department of Horticulture, Washington State University, Northwest Washington Research and Extension Center. His PhD project focuses on biodegradable plastic mulches for vegetable production, yield, and quality, as well as mulch biodegradation in the field over time. He completed his MS in horticulture in 2012 from Tribhuvan University in Nepal.
All right. Take it away, gentlemen.
Thank you. Today I'm going to talk about biodegradable plastic mulch for organic agriculture, how it suits organic agriculture, and what should we know to utilize biodegradable plastic mulch in organic agriculture. My major advisor is Dr. Carol Mile. I also work with Dr. Jeremy Cowan. I'll cover a background of biodegradable plastic mulch and NOP rule that are attracted in this section, and ongoing projects that I'm working on it's on the ground right now. I'll talk about what are we up to now in this project, and then I'll talk a little bit about my methods to measure the biodegradation in soil, and then also some preliminary results that we got from first year of a study in Washington. You all know that primary purpose of mulch is to control weed. It also conserves soil moisture, modifies soil temperature. In cooler region, it increases the soil temperature, and in combination with moisture, water, it lowers the soil temperature, so it helps to widen the crop area and also holds the soil, all familiar to you all, I think, and prevents the soil from wind erosion and shortens the days to harvest. And overall, it increases the crop production. Though it increases the crop production and is being extensively used in commercial crop production in worldwide, there are some problem issues associated with plastic mulch. Because it lasts for one season and needs to be removed and disposed at the end of every season, which involves use cost. And generally, all plastic mulch is not removed from the soil. If I zoom the top picture, you can see some leftover fragments in the field after you remove the major part. So that puts threats to the sustainability and decreases the productivity in long run. And you can see in the bright picture, the mulch removed from the field and taken somewhere. We say that it's taken somewhere out of our territory or landfill, but it's not going anywhere. It's within our territory. It's within our planet. It's not going anywhere, which ultimately puts threats to overall environment sustainability. So it's not taken away. There is no away. And this is what some of the farmers do, just stockpile the mulch on the side of field or landfill, which also is a problem. Once the mulch stops functioning as a mulch in the field, it becomes a burden to everyone. I don't think you like seeing mulch blowing around you. Nobody likes it. So once it stops functioning as a mulch in the field, it becomes a burden. So what's the alternative? In this situation, a biodegradable mulch plastic molds could be a potential alternative if it functions as plastic molds in terms of weight control, moisture conservation, ease to work with machines, like if we can lay as regular plastic molds with machine, and also if it biodegrades in soil after we incorporate tilling to the soil after crop harvest, we don't need to remove and dispose somewhere. So it reduces the cost of crop production. As always, it doesn't impart harm to the environment and soil. So if it does function these things, it could be a potential alternative. In the picture here, this is the mulch holding pretty well during the crop growing season, and this is degrading at the later stage of crop growth, and this is after tillage. And this